Say goodbye.
Bye, Josephine.
Sorry, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So it looks like everybody's here. We can get started on time.
Great, thank you. Thank you. I'm having a bit of an issue this morning, so my camera's kind of been goofy. So I'm just gonna stay off. So
okay.
I'd like to call the meeting to order and have our roll call, please.
Okay, Commissioner Collins.
Present.
Commissioner Lieberman.
Here.
Commissioner Audi.
Here.
Commissioner Guerrieri.
Here. Okay, please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, liberty.
Liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
So do we have any public comment?
We have not received any public comments in writing, but on your screen you can see instructions on if anybody is here that wants to provide a public comment, this is how you do it. I don't see anyone typing anything in the chat box, so I'm presuming there is no public comment at this point.
Thank you. Okay, safety moments. I see we have none today and no reports.
We do have reports. Safety moment today is all about wild animals, wildlife encounters, and more in urban areas there's wild animals that we didn't typically see, and ones beyond just the skunks and the raccoons that we usually see. Now there's coyotes, and I know there's quite the sighting. Francisco, where I live in the Oakland Hills, I see all kinds of critters. So just good tips in our safety message today about what happens if you encounter, how you should approach them, treat them. One of the things that's really important is please don't feed wild animals. Do the wild thing themselves. And that is our safety moment for today.
Great. And then item 5B, you're going to introduce a presentation.
Yes, we have a presentation on this. First, I wanted to start with the plans for tomorrow. We noticed a special meeting for the EPA administrator visit. It's a very big deal. They're wanting to get out and talk about and advertise the infrastructure spending that federal government's doing. So it should be a good event. Can you go to the next slide, Jessica? I just wanted to show you all where we should be meeting when you come in tomorrow. We'll have the front gate open, locked open. There will be somebody there checking who's coming in. We want to make sure that the site stays secure. To the end of that first roadway, there's a stop sign and make a right. We'll also have somebody there directing traffic. And then just go down as far as you can and find a place to park. From there, from where you park, we'll go to the meet area where it says meet area, chairs and podium setup. And that's where we'll don our PPE, hard hat, safety glasses, and that's where we'll start our. I wanted to let the commissioners know that the EPA has requested that the administrator take a tour on his own with his security team. They're being very protective of him, so he'll start, and then we'll have other groups of people following them. We'll have two tour guides per group of tours. Since it is a special meeting, we'll need to open the meeting, do a roll call, all the normal stuff. And I think once we get to the agenda item eight, which is the EPA site visit, I can take over from there and MC what's happening and introduce people, et cetera. And then Alicia, you'll have to adjourn the meeting at the end. So hopefully that's there. We will have PPE available for those who don't have their own, but if you do have hard hats, safety glasses, please bring your own. We'll also have extra masks, face coverings for COVID in case anybody forgets to bring those too. And that's what I, if, are there any questions on logistics for tomorrow?
And you still wanted me to say a few words. We'll talk later, Teresa.
Yes, yes, please. Okay.
Thank you.
It looks like
exciting. I mean, I'm excited about tomorrow. Yeah. This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Commissioner Lieberman, did you have your hand up?
Thank you. Just confirming that the start time is 10:30. So I'm guessing you want us there a little bit earlier than that. Is that right?
Yes, please. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that.
Any particular time that you know, I mean, should we get there at 10:15? Is that fine or?
10:15 is fine. Even 5 minutes beforehand is fine.
Great. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Any other questions or concerns? And it should last about an hour.
Yes. They seem to be very strict on their timing. So anticipate it'll be over by 11:30.
Okay, great. Perfect.
And it appears that at least so far we have the administrator speaking and then Alicia, you, and then the board president from Oro Loma Sanitary District, who's also receiving a WIFI loan. And then they were not sure, they had not heard as of yesterday if they had any of the Congress people, Elaine Hsu's person or Jackie Spears person or themselves coming yet. So I don't know about that yet.
Have other council members been invited or is it just the JP?
They have, yes, all council members. And well, let me put it this way. I left it to the managers of each respective member agency to invite council.
Do we know if there's a list of who's going to be attending?
I have an interim list and I can get that to the commissioners after this meeting. I have not heard from everybody.
Okay.
So I'll get a list out as soon as I, as I can.
Perfect. Okay, anything else under item five?
Yes, I have, we have some slides that Kim's going to give a presentation on, a couple of things that the commission's brought up in the past. Here to speak to you. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, thank you. Hi, good morning. I wanted to give an update on our under slab piping condition. It's been a topic that we've discussed extensively in the past, and that is the condition of the pipes that are underneath the bottom floor of the treatment plant. And the figure on this slide, if you can see it, is a pretty good example of the, at the top of the figure, you can see kind of handrail, that's the deck, the top deck. And then we've got two floors underneath it. Of equipment and electrical equipment, mechanical equipment, et cetera, that's basically pumping the flow from one process tank to another. And below the bottom deck, we've got piping that where the flow goes between the different tanks. So it's pretty difficult to access. Pretty difficult to inspect, but we did, you know, as part of this phase of the CIP where we're investigating and rehabilitating, we are going to be taking a peek and doing a condition assessment of each of these pipes. So right now we have a project in progress rehabilitating our chlorine contact tank. And since our chlorine contact tank, in order to rehab it, we have to drain it and empty it, and that gives us an opportunity to get inside the pipes that are associated with the tank when the different passes of the tank are drained. So, Jessica, if you can go to the next slide. So this is our kind of looking at our chlorine contact tank from above. And if you can see the flow starts on the bottom left and it makes kind of a backwards S and flows to the right and then up into the next pass and over to the left. And it kind of takes a serpentine path all the way to the top right where it's pumped out and then pumped to the either to the bay or yeah or where it's pumped to the bay. So in order to rehab this tank, as I said, we take various we're able to take passes of the chlorine contact tank out of service, and all of the pipes that are highlighted green are pipes that we have either already been able to get into or we'll be getting into and inspecting before the project is done. And the pipe that we most recently took a look at is the one that's kind of in the middle on the left, the one that's, if you can see it, it's right next to where it says CCT1, CCT2, CCT3. And this is our DMF bypass pipe. So just if you can go to the next slide now. These are some photos from the inspection inside the DMF bypass pipe. And as you can see, the coating's kind of flaking off, which is fairly normal and expected at this point because it's a 40-year-old pipe. But you can also see the rust spots and there are pinholes that were noted by the inspector. So what we're doing right now is as part of the chlorine contact tank, since the contractor is already in there and already doing rehabilitation work on other aspects of the chlorine contact tank, we're gonna add a little bit of scope to their project to do repairs of the rust spots and the pinholes. And we are logging the condition information for a further and more comprehensive rehab in the near future. So that's a report of the condition of the DMF bypass pipe. Excuse me, it's like a magnet when I say you can't sit on my lap right now. It's like a magnet for these kiddos.
Can I just point something out that of all the pipes that were highlighted green in the previous slide, this is the only one that was that showed some deterioration, which is good news. And as Kim said, you know, the underslab piping is extremely challenging to get to. So, you know, as we do the projects and allow us access, we're doing that. And access is not easy. Also, we actually put a individual in there with a GoPro on his hard hat. And so while some of the pipes are, you know, 60-inch, 72-inch, there's a couple of 30-inch and, in fact, a few 24-inch pipes. So it's pretty tight in there. So give our inspector a lot of credit for that. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah, it's a tight squeeze. Certainly the smaller diameter ones can't be claustrophobic for that job.
Great. Any questions? Okay, I don't see any. Thanks, Kim. All right.
And then I've got one more thing to report out on. One more slide, Jessica. Thank you. So there was a question last month about what we're doing in terms of recycled water. So I wanted to give a quick report on what are our recycled water activities. So the first is we provide recycled water to the city of Redwood City, and it's 38 million gallons per month. Mostly irrigation, but there are a few other uses, and that goes out through the purple pipe system that Redwood City has put in place. And the other thing we're working on is potable reuse exploratory plan, or what we call PREP. And Jessica, I'll talk about that a little more on the next slide. So PREP is it's a series of discussions and technical evaluations. And the partners in that group are SVCW, SFPUC, BOSCA, San Mateo, Cal Water, and City of Redwood City. And what we're doing is looking at, you know, what we can do to provide highly purified recycled water in order to help the water purveyors drought-proof their water supply, diversify their water portfolio. Next slide, Jessica. Thanks. So we're a few years into this process. We first started the discussions in October 2016, and we've been through a few phases, starting, you know, at the conceptual level of, you know, what kind of project is possible, and then refining the projects and doing feasibility studies to determine, you know, how feasible a project may be and how much it may cost. And we've focused on Crystal Springs as a potential location for us to deliver recycled water directly into the SFPUC system. Next slide, please, Jessica. And so we're doing current concepts. We're doing a lot of studies of potential routes for pipelines to Crystal Springs, as I mentioned. We're also looking at Bear Gulch Reservoir as a potential location and other options for direct potable reuse. So this is, you know, this is recycled water directly or indirectly through a reservoir into the potable water system of either SFPUC and Cal Water. And we think, but you know, in partnering with San Mateo, who is currently building a wastewater treatment plant with the capacity to immediately provide extremely purified water, we could really provide up to 12 MGD of water to the system, which would really help the water purveyors.
Can I jump in here? I just want to note that from a standpoint of effectiveness of piping, this is